Martin, thanks so much for joining us. You know, looking back on this date, this exact date, 4 years ago, you took the checkered flag at Watkins Glen. It was another victory for you in your championship season. What do you remember most about that race that set you up for success at the road course?
You know, we've been strong there over the years and felt like, you know, we had a shot at winning a few times. It didn't work out. And then, you know, in 17, when we did win there, I felt like we had the dominant car, and we got in a situation where it came down to fuel mileage, and I had to, you know, slow down and let, I think it was one or two guys pass me and watch them run out of fuel and barely make it to the end. So it was kind of a weird day where we felt like we were really fast, and at the end we didn't even have to use it. But it was really, obviously really cool to win there. It's you know, a place I really love going to and been going to for a long time in multiple series, and to finally get that that first win there was really special.
We'll talk about the Glen here in just a couple of seconds, but I do want to know what you've been up to during this recent two-week break. Obviously, it's something that doesn't come around very often, so do you take time away to re-energize? Do you try to make it business as usual? Like, what's your approach during a long layoff like this?
You know, I've just really just been kind of hanging out, relaxing, doing a lot of fishing, and just kind of recharging batteries and talking with my crew chief here and there about, you know, about things and really just kind of getting re-energized for, you know, the next 14 straight races. And, you know, I've had a good time hanging out with friends and family, and ready to get back to the racetrack now.
That's awesome. You know, I think it was about a week ago or so, the Associated Press released a story about the hiatus. And in this article, you were one of the guys that were essentially in favor of a regular layoff. Can you go into a little bit more detail about that, like why you feel that way or why that could be the case that NASCAR should adopt something like this?
I just think, you know, it's a really, really long season.
Yeah.
You know, as a driver, it's not that big a deal. We get some time off during the week, but you know, you look at the crew guys and the guys on the road, they work in the shop during the week and they're on the road on the weekends. And, you know, it's a really, really long stretch, a long season. And I think it's just good for those guys to get a little bit of a break, be able to catch their breath, get caught up on things, spend a little time with their families, especially. That's really important, you know, because they're away from home so much. So I think it's a good time of year to do it. Good time. You know, we got the end of the regular season coming up and then the playoffs, and everybody needs to kind of catch their breath and be ready for this long stretch of races again.
Martin Truex Jr. with us here on BTL, driver of the number 19 Reeser's Fine Foods Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. You mentioned the restart coming up here, obviously, with this weekend at WGI. You visit the Glen for the first time in 2 years. There's no practice. There's no qualifying. Does that make a difference at all for you, considering it's been such a long time since you've raced at the road course?
I'd say not really. I mean, it's the same for everyone. Unfortunately, I think for us, you know, we have a lot of experience there, you know, and a lot of success as well to go with that. So, you know, we're confident. I think the only thing I wish we had a little bit of practice in qualifying just so we could start a little closer to the front. You know, we had had a rough race in New Hampshire our last time out. And so starting ninth is not the greatest place. I think we could definitely qualify better than that. But, you know, long race, plenty of time to get to the front. And, you know, I feel like we'll be able to do that.
You know, obviously going back to what we were talking about a couple of minutes ago, you won the whole thing at the Glen back in 2017, but you've had to play second fiddle to Chase Elliott in 2018 and 2019. What's made that battle between the two of you so competitive over the last few trips over at the Glen?
You know, I think just I felt like our cars were really similar on speed. And, you know, I felt like he was been a little bit faster on short runs, and we've been a little faster in the long runs, but haven't been able to pass him at the end of the race. So that's been tough. A little bit frustrated about run second two times in a row after winning there. But, you know, he's really good at it. His cars, you know, they got their cars figured out for the road courses. Obviously, they're the guys to beat these days. And hopefully we'll be able to, you know, run up front with him and give him a run for his money again. And, you know, hopefully come out on the good end of it this time.
Let's face it, you know, for some guys, they would say the Glen is, you know, not their most favorite place to race out there. But for you, I mean, so many top fives and obviously that win in 17. I mean, it's got to be a place that you absolutely love, right?
I do. I absolutely love it. I look forward to going every year. I was really disappointed last year when we didn't get to go and miss out on that great race. So I'm excited. You know, it's a great part of the country to go race in. You know, the track has so much fan support. The camping is incredible. A lot of great fans in the area. And I think, you know, across the board, anybody, you know, in the series that is somewhat of a fan of road racing loves going there just because the atmosphere is great. And it's an awesome racetrack. It's a lot of fun.
You know, I was thinking, with you being from the Northeast originally, if there's a little bit of familiarity with Watkins Glen International, and that's the reason why you've found so much success, because it's one of the more premier road courses, not just in the world, but it really resonates with racing fans and everybody like that in the Northeast.
Yeah, I mean, I got I got a chance to race on it early in my career, coming up through the ranks. You know, running in the Busch North Series back in 2000. So, been going there a long time. You know, I think I was probably 11 or 12 years old the first time I went there and watched my dad race. I went with him. So, you know, just been going there a long time. You know, it's definitely a special track to me, and you know, one of those tracks that helped me get the experience to move on and race in the Busch Series and you know, then in the Cup Series. So. Been a big part of my career going up to Watkins Glen, and you know, I think that's part of the reason I've always liked the track and done well there.
And it's a pretty intricate answer, I'm sure, but what's it going to take for you and your crew to celebrate in Victory Lane come Sunday evening?
You know, Watkins Glen road courses are always about strategy, and yeah. You got to have the right strategy. You got to hit at the right times. You know, you have to be good on restarts and. You know, be able to get that track position. It's such a fast racetrack that once it gets strung out, it can get difficult to pass that. You know, so you have to have good pit stops, the right strategy to stay up towards the front, keep that track position, and then have a fast enough car to make the passes that you need at the end, which we've been, you know, obviously second to last of time. So we need to figure that out a little bit better, but, you got to do it all. It's a tough place to win. You know, a lot can happen, especially when the field gets mixed up, when guys don't pit and, you know, some guys pit, things like that. It can get pretty tricky in traffic. So hopefully it'll all work out for us. And, you know, I'm excited to get up there.
Well, we're excited to see you, Martin. As always, we really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Go get him this weekend. Hope to see you in Victory Lane on Sunday, okay?
All right, sounds great. I appreciate it. Take care.